You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The state.
And in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A teenager killed in a sawmill accident in northern Wisconsin last month was likely on the job legally. Terry Bell has more.
Florence County Sheriff's records show Michael Scholes was trying to unjam a wood stacking machine at Florence Hardwoods on June 29th. The investigation says he was alone when he got pinned in some equipment. Security footage shows it took 17 minutes before anyone noticed him. Scholes died in the hospital 2 days later. Children as young as 16 are allowed to work in planing mills. Wisconsin is one of several states where lawmakers are embracing more lenient child labor laws. There's a bill right now to let 14-year-olds serve alcohol in bars and restaurants. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A coordinated effort to roll back unemployment benefits and other social safety net programs in Wisconsin. The Foundation for Government Accountability, a Florida-based nonprofit, supported several proposals getting public hearings in the state legislature this April. The organization does not have memberships, but does have connections with several conservative billionaire donors in Wisconsin. Governor Evers is likely to veto the proposals that roll back unemployment benefits, Medicaid eligibility, and make it more difficult for Wisconsinites to vote. There's a new website to connect small farmers and food pantries in Wisconsin. As Mike Moen reports, it aims to help people on both sides in a time of need.
This month, a new directory went live where local producers can create a profile of their operation, including the types of food they grow. The online tool allows hunger relief organizations and meal programs to search for farmers who are given grants to produce a certain amount of food to be donated. Forrest Humphrey is with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He says making these connections can open a lot of doors.
Small farmers who may just sell at the farmers market, who haven't had a lot of opportunity to expand to larger markets.
Food shelves can stock up on healthier options as they report high levels of demand, especially after federal pandemic food aid expired earlier this year. I'm Mike Moen.
The United States is sending weapons to help Ukraine fight off the Russian invasion, but critics say cluster bombs can spray hundreds of smaller bombs across an entire city block. Megan Rogers is with the group Nonviolent Peace Force. She says cluster bombs don't discriminate between soldiers and innocent bystanders.
Oftentimes they fail to explode within those cities or areas for years to come, with the possibility of exploding later and causing just really devastating harm to civilians.
Rogers says dozens of other countries have signed a treaty banning the use of cluster bombs. Wisconsin has been selected to be the location for the next season of Bravo's popular food competition show, Top Chef. Season 21 will be shot in Wisconsin later this year. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know. A Waukesha elementary school teacher might lose her job over a song pulled from the higher elementary school spring concert and her post on social media about it. Melissa Temple tweeted her objections over Rainbow Land being pulled from the show. She says the move was intolerant. The superintendent says Temple violated school district policy. Both sides are presenting testimony to the school board today. A decision about Temple's future could come at the end of the meeting. The sales tax in Milwaukee will go up 2 cents a dollar next year. The Milwaukee Common Council voted for the higher sales tax yesterday. Milwaukee is struggling with an underfunded pension system and a lack of money for police, fire, and emergency services. Supporters of the higher sales tax warned of deep budget cuts. Opponents object to strings attached to the money, which includes scaled-back diversity efforts. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
The Nationals finally win the All-Star Game. Good morning. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in Seattle, it was the 93rd All-Star Game, baseball's Midsummer Classic. Top of the eighth, Rockies catcher Elias Diaz at the plate. Fox Sports with the call.
2-2 to Diaz. Is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front. At 32 years old in his All-Star debut, a go-ahead home run.
Diaz named the game's MVP as the National League went on to beat the American League for the first time in 10 years, the final 3-2. Milwaukee's Corbin Burnes did not get into the game. The last time that happened for a Brewer was back in 2017. Major League Baseball's draft is over. The Brewers selected 21 players over 3 days. 16 are pitchers, the rest position players. Of the pitchers, the Brewers drafted 12 are right-handers, 4 are lefties. The deadline to sign draft picks is Tuesday, July 25th. NBA Summer League, the Bucks were in the fourth quarter playing the Nets when both Milwaukee's Vin Baker Jr. and Brooklyn's Nick Perkins were charged with technical fouls. Perkins, who'd only been in the game 74 seconds, said something and then was ejected by the ref. The Bucks ended up losing 92-71. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
Well, we're getting enough, so we got to keep our composure, right? Mentally and physically, we got to just keep it together. You know, it happens. It's a very emotional game. I didn't think we quit. I just thought we didn't play well. We didn't play well enough tonight to get the win.
Up next, the Bucks face the Miami Heat Thursday afternoon. NFL Saints running back Alvin Kamara pleads no contest for his involvement in a fight the weekend of the Pro Bowl last year in Las Vegas. Kamara and three others accused of beating and kicking a man after he was down. Kamara now looking at community service, a $100,000 settlement with the man, and a possible NFL suspension. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
There's too many of you crying.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. Looking like we're going to get good weather again today. How are you?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's already Wednesday, man.
Time flies.
I know. Man, it really does. It's already Wednesday. Anyway, got a lot to talk about this morning. We're going to be joined in hour two at 9 o'clock by my good friend, executive director of Citizen Action, Dr. Robert Craig. But before we get into any of the things that we're going to be talking about, I'm going to continue to talk about our civic media blood drive every morning. It is critically important that we, if you're willing to do so, and get involved with us as we do our civic duty and doing everything we can to make sure that the blood coffers of this nation are filled to the brim. Never know when you need it, and you certainly can do that. You can Civic Pints Blood Donation Challenge is our civic media. We have a Civic Pints hashtag, Civic Pints Blood Donation Challenge. And I got to remember all of that stuff, Calvin. I mean, I got to remember hashtag, right? I mean, I don't know. If you go to these things without that, you can get lost. Am I right?
Yeah, well, you got to have the hashtag to be entered into our giveaways.
Okay, so hashtag. And that, you know, for those of us who don't know, to me, that's a pound sign. Same thing, right?
Yep, same thing.
Yeah, okay. Hashtag Civic Pints Blood Donation Challenge. Statewide call, for our audience to donate blood at local centers across Wisconsin. The network has established this for its audience. To have fun while doing their part, snapping a selfie during their appointment, posting it on their Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter accounts, and tagging it with hashtag Civic Pints will give them the opportunity to enter for a chance to win some prizes. A listener can visit the webpage to learn how to enter. The webpage meaning our webpage.
Correct.
And how do you get to our webpage, man?
It is civicmedia.us Give me 1 second. I can pull up this specific link.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that we don't miss out on this because this is just going to run until the end of the month. And we want to make sure that we get you all the information that we can.
Yeah, it's civicmedia.us/giveblood, and you can find all that.
Okay, repeat that, Calvin.
civicmedia.us/giveblood.
All right, so so if you will be willing to do that, we'd greatly appreciate it. The blood banks will greatly appreciate it, and more than anything else, the people who will be the beneficiaries of that will greatly appreciate it. Again, let me go here, Calvin. It wasn't so long ago that Republicans were beating up Joe Biden. Remember when the inflation was 9%? And, man, we got nonstop calls about, oh, Joe Biden, and inflation's 9%. And what are you, you know, since he's been there, you know, it's been horrible. It's 9%. Well, listen. Right now, the highest inflation rate in the country happens to be in Florida. It's 9%. And so, what is that Yahoo's name that's running?
Ron DeSantis.
Ron DeSantis. I remember Ron DeSantis really being one of those main guys beating up President Biden about inflation being at 9%. Well, guess what? In today's Newsweek, Florida has become the United States inflation hotspot. Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, has the highest inflation rate, 9%, and for over the last year. The rate is more than double the national average of 4% core inflation. According to the Consumer Price Index for May, the latest data available, Phoenix reported 7.4% inflation in the same period followed by Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater metropolitan area of 7.3% for the year ending in May. Now, the lowest places for inflation, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 1.8%, and Hawaii, 2%. I'm kind of amazed, Calvin, that the inflation rate across the nation can vary, you know, that broadly. You would think that inflation would be kind of locked in the same all over the nation, but clearly it's not.
Yeah, I guess it's a little surprising, but I guess it makes sense that certain things cost more in certain areas.
Yeah, and so here's the other side of that, right? Because Republicans have been counting on inflation as one of those wedge issues that was going to cost the Democrats and Joe Biden his reelection. But after 2 years of painfully high prices, inflation in the United States has reached its lowest point in more than 2 years. 3% in June compared with 12 months earlier, a sign that the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes have steadily slowed price increases across the country. The inflation figure the government reported Wednesday was down sharply from a 4% annual rate in May, though still above the Fed's 2% target. So we're almost at that 2% target that the Federal Reserve and the nation has wanted for inflation. It's got to be heartbreaking to Republicans, man, who have been counting on inflation to be one of, again, those bellwether discussions that would cost the Democrats the presidency of the United States. Well, it's not there. They won't have it. And so they can't beat up Joe Biden for inflation. The gas prices, man, $3.20 a gallon in Milwaukee is the lowest price. I don't know what it is by you, Calvin, but it's clearly dropping. And everybody was pointing and people believing that those prices were going to skyrocket because Saudi Arabia had decided we're going to cut back on production. And so Republicans were counting on that to be another issue that they could use to sink Joe Biden and the Democrats. Man, they got to be pulling their hair out at the root, Calvin.
Well, I can see one of two things happening. They'll either just continue to say inflation's terrible and Biden hasn't fixed anything, or they'll just change topics and complain about something else.
Well, that's all they can do is change topics. And they're running out of things to talk. There's always Hunter Biden, right? There's always Hillary Clinton and her emails. There's always Barack Obama. But they are running out of, by the way, the fact that we're headed towards recession because low job growth. Things aren't looking up for them. They've got to be in a panic. Because all of these things that were dealing with the economy was one of their main things that they were going to use to try to convince America that it's time to switch from Democratic leadership to Republican leadership, especially in the White House. But all of those things seem to not be working out very well for them. And they're running out of time. It is safe to say that by election time next year, there's not going to be any major increase in inflation. If anything, it's going to continue to decrease. It's safe to say that the economy is not going to bottom out. It's still doing well. And so they won't have those things at all to discuss. And they're silent on those things. And you talked about Calvin them changing the discussion. That's all they can do. And the question is, what are they going to change the discussion to that impacts and affects people in their own pocketbooks and in their own lives? You know, there's only a handful of people who give a rip about Hunter Biden's laptop. And we got a few of them in our listening audience. But nobody else really gives a rip about that, man. People are concerned about their lives. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on.
Right on. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 71. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 62. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, good morning to my good friend, Professor Woods, who's here from New Jersey. And, man, it's good to reconnect with you, my brother. Anyway, let me do this. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay quickly. Ken, good morning. You say
good
what?
Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Earl. How are you?
Yeah, all right. What's up?
Guess what? It doesn't matter who wins the office. Guess who's got the Supreme Court? 6-3. You saw it this year. Doesn't matter. Democrats, president, it doesn't matter. And the youngest Supreme Court judge is 74 years old.
Hey, Ken.
Guess what?
Hey, Ken.
Yes.
If the only thing that matters is the Supreme Court, why did the founders put three branches of government together?
Well, that's why the Supreme Court overruled. You saw it.
No. Hey, Ken. Are you aware that there are these three branches of government? Nowhere did it say the Supreme Court runs the entire country. Are you aware of that?
Nope.
Do you know what civics is, man?
Yes. All I know is the Supreme Court makes the final ruling. You saw it this year, and guess what? The conservatives have it 6-3. So whatever Biden, any Democrat tries to do, the Supreme Court's going to overthrow it anyhow.
Hey, let me ask you this. Before we move on, let me ask you this. Are you aware that the Democrats are going to take over the state Supreme Court? And so, you know, all politics are local, so the Democrats are going to control the state Supreme Court. Does that mean they're going to control the state?
What does that mean? Then if it, you can take it to federal court. Federal court overrules state court.
Okay, man. I'm not going to suffer, have the people suffer anymore. anyway, man, let's move on to this. You know, Calvin, the framers of this country did not want, they were fearful that the government could control the flow of information. And impose its views on the governed. So the First Amendment was created to allow for citizens, not the government, to manage the marketplace of ideas. So President Joe Biden is challenging social media and what has been happening in social media. Your thoughts on that, man?
I think social media, when it comes to free speech, is a tricky one. I fair on the side of their private companies, let them do what they want on their platforms as far as censorship. I'm not sure about what they should be allowing as far as explicit content and that kind of thing.
Well, so, but that's the issue. The issue is whether or not what they are doing with their platforms are harmful to the American people. And in many instances, yes, it is. Again, when you can show people how to make guns, when you can show people how to make bombs, when you can show 10, 12-year-olds how to steal automobiles, so much of the content on many sites is impacting and affecting the American people in the negative sense, in a negative way, man. And you know, I understand all of that and what the framers thought about and, you know, people having a right, the First Amendment, you know, where you know, people have this freedom and rights to do things. But as harmful as things have gotten, I'm one of those people who say, listen, man, you got to use some common sense with this. You know, freedom of speech and it's already been regulated again that you can't go into a movie theater and yell fire. That's there. That certainly puts some kind of parameters on free speech. So this is not new. And what Joe Biden, and not just Joe Biden, but many of us who have seen the detrimental aspects of what is happening on these sites to the development of children and, in essence, the future adults of this nation, got to be challenged. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Your thoughts. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A major accident involving a Greyhound bus near St. Louis. KMOV-TV's Alex Gall has the story.
ISP tell us the Greyhound bus hit three semi-trucks that were parked in the off-ramp of this rest stop on westbound I-70, and I-70 has been closed.
The accident near Highland, Illinois, has killed three people and injured 14 others. Punishing heat persists in Phoenix with no immediate end.
There is not going to be any break for folks here in the Southwest. It's expected to be hotter this weekend. Temperatures of at least 117 degrees.
CBS's Omar Villafranca. Ukraine President Zelensky is meeting with President Biden at the NATO summit in Lithuania. Ahead of the meeting, President Zelensky said security considerations will be part of the discussion.
We want to be on the same page with everybody.
The NATO summit wraps up later today. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WAUK, The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. David Munoz takes over today as the new superintendent of the Menominee Falls School District. He comes to Menominee Falls from his last job as superintendent in Mosinee. He's also held administrative jobs in Menominee, Wausau, and Westosha. Menominee Falls school officials say they plan several meet-and-greet events with Munoz this summer. A Waukesha elementary school teacher might lose her job today over a song pulled from the Higher Elementary School spring concert and her post on social media about it. Melissa Temple tweeted her objections over Rainbow Land being pulled from the show. She says the move was intolerant. The superintendent says Temple violated school district policy. Both sides present testimony to the school board today. The decision about Temple's future could come at the end of the hearing. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISBRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
You can text us at that same number. So the question becomes your thoughts about whether or not the ban And I want to use the term ban. I guess ban is the operative word. A little more government control over some of the things that are going on social media. And it's been kind of, it's been overruled by, Federal District Judge Terry Daugherty clearly understands this principle as evidenced by the preliminary injunction he handed out recently that restricts the Biden administration from manipulating and pressuring social media outlets for its own messaging purposes. Safe to say that every single signer of the original Constitution would have agreed with Judge Daugherty. Such was their fear of an opposition to government control of the rhetorical sphere. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning, David. How you doing, man? You say what?
Really quickly, and just talk about your inflation, and we'll jump to what you're talking about currently. So you mentioned a 3% inflation, which is correct. However, if you take the energy and food out of the equation, it's still 4.8%.
Hey, David.
Which is still substantially high.
Hey, David.
You may not think so, but you got to remember, we came off a 40-year high, my friend.
Hey, David.
The two primary things people spend money on. Why would we take those out of the equation? That is ridiculous.
Because if you go to purchase things, rent, cars, all that stuff, it's still...
They don't separate those things. So let me ask you. So in Florida right now,
in
Florida right now is 9%. So I'm not surprised. So okay,
Florida is the fastest growing state in the United States right now.
And so but inflation is at 9%. And if you
if you look at house prices. If you look at house prices of what Florida is in comparison to New York,
David,
or Boston, they're much cheaper. So the people are flocking there and they're buying them up like crazy.
You can't have it both ways. You guys can't
I'm just explaining to you why.
I'm saying you can't have it both ways. You can't look at 2 years ago when inflation was 9% nationally. And blame Joe Biden and put your finger on it and say Joe Biden is the reason that this is happening, even though it was global inflation. And then you guys would totally disavow the fact that in America, the inflation was lower than it was in most of the other nations. But now you turn around and you say, oh, but if you take out food costs and if you take out, no, that's not how it works, man.
Can I just tell you what your line of thinking is?
No, so, I know what my line of thinking
is. First of all, the United States is the U.S. world currency.
I understand that.
Currently. Okay? So when the United States was pumping out money, which it was doing quite a bit, additional trillions of dollars that was flooding the world market.
That was needed.
That not only has an impact on us, had an impact on the world
as well. That was needed.
Because it is based...
Hey, David, that was needed at the time of those dollars. This nation was in a crisis, and we understand why those dollars were being pumped out. But go ahead.
You created the worst inflation we've seen in 40 years by doing it.
Hey, David.
And it's
been corrected.
Thankfully, it's coming down a little bit.
What do you mean coming down a little bit, thing. Man? It's now at 3%.
That's only because the Federal Reserve raised interest rates.
I get that.
They're still going to tick them up so it doesn't get out of control.
Hey, Dave, which is the role of the Federal Reserve, right?
The Federal Reserve actually did something. Let's put it this way. The Federal Reserve is both the arsonist and the firefighter. They're the ones who pumped out the money. And they're also the ones that now have raised. Hey,
so I wish I had
borrowing money.
Hey, Dave, I don't have time.
Yes, it's
Dave, so. I don't have time to go over all those things. What else is it that you want to talk about?
As far as what the decision with private companies and with the government, yes, the government does not have the ability or right to tell companies of what they can and can't do as far as speech is concerned. That'd be like going to the New York Times and have the U.S. government saying you can't publish that. And I mean, there's a huge difference. I understand your point with the whole gun things where you could build guns online. I agree with you on that point that the companies should be held accountable.
So who regulates? Regulates them, David? Who regulates the companies, and why should they be allowed to cause harm to the American people?
Well, the companies themselves are the ones. No, whether they want.
Hey, Dave, if the companies were going to regulate themselves, we wouldn't have any problem. But it's pretty clear that when you show people how to make guns online, the companies aren't regulating themselves.
Well, again, that is a part of, you know, freedom of speech is messy. There's no question. But that is, you know, one of the things with freedom of speech.
Hey, David, freedom of speech is regulated. Again, you can't go into a movie theater and holler fire. So
you're using that analogy. The difference is the government can't go to a news operation or to a newspaper or to other things and saying, you can't say these certain things. And so if it's to build a gun, okay, so they're building a gun. We have no idea if that person is using it for malicious purpose.
With the amount of death and carnage that goes on in this society, we do know that many of those things are being used for malicious purposes.
Basically, you want the government to control pretty much all facets of speech.
I didn't say, David.
Internet level.
I didn't
That's
say.
Basically, what you're saying.
Hey, David. No, what I'm saying
That's
is.
What you're saying.
I'm saying that oversight. People should not be allowed to say and do anything that they want to do, especially when it harms young people whose minds have not been developed. That's what we're dealing with right now. We've got a crisis.
Okay,
when you see people that do stunts,
do you want to ban that too? Would you want to ban that? That it could be dangerous?
Hey, Dave, I want oversight.
I'm asking you a simple question.
Wait, hey, listen, Dave, number one, you're not asking me a simple question because, again, it's the Earl Ingram Show. And, you know, you're not in the position to ask me simple questions. You're calling my show. I'll tell you just like this, man. I'm not going to spend all this time going step by step. The question becomes whether or not there are issues and things that are going on in this country where young people's lives are being impacted and affected in serious manners. It matters. That impact and affect long-term stability of this nation. And yes, that's true. That is happening on the internet. You can say it's not, David, but you wouldn't be truthful. The question becomes whether or not somebody steps forward. You want those companies to continue to have freedom to lead young people down the wrong path. That's what you're saying. Well, let the companies make those decisions themselves. We know the companies don't care. If they cared, they wouldn't be doing what they're doing, man.
You just want nanny control over everything. That's basically what you've been saying.
Hey, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Thank you very much for the call. So I don't know anything about nanny control, but let me move to this topic because this is where I wanted to go before David called. Man, this is one of the most heart-wrenching stories that, you know, I've read in a long time, Calvin. And as I was reading this story, I began to weep. Man, just think of this, man. The MyPillow guy is selling off everything that he has. Oh, man, what a heartbreaking story. The MyPillow guy is auctioning off all of his equipment. He's forced to sell everything. Here's a man that was sitting on top of the world, Mike Lindell. You ever hear that guy?
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Hey, he was sitting on top of the world, and he had all of this financial security. And he hooked up with a hooligan. Donald Trump being a hooligan. But anyway, man, he put all that on the line to support Donald Trump. And now he's lost it all. Now, you know, there's a story in this, Calvin. Got to be somewhere. MyPillow is auctioning off hundreds of pieces of equipment and subleasing some manufacturing space amid what founder and CEO Mike Lindell calls a massive, massive cancellation. Well, they're canceling me. You kind of canceled yourself. Okay, man. Hey, you canceled yourself. You put everything that you had on the line to support a lie. He had $100 million, man. And he put that on the line to support the lie that the 2020 elections were stolen. Yeah, that's what he did. And he kept pushing this lie. So he's lost it all. And you just wonder if the power of persuasion that clearly Donald Trump had over people, that a man worth $100 million would lose his treasure over a lie. You know, there's only a handful of people now, Calvin, who are arguing about whether or not Joe Biden's 2020 election win was real, or whether it was, what is it, live or Memorex? Remember that? Was it live or Memorex?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I can't remember exactly what the live or Memorex thing was, but the fact that they're still saying the election is stolen after billions of dollars investigations were put into
it. Hey, man, I wonder how this guy can sleep at night. Man, he threw away $100 million continuing to believe that. And now he's being sued by Dominion. He was a big fish, man. He had $100 million. But Dominion defeated Fox News with all of their money. So, man, I don't know how he can sleep when he knows he's being sued by Dominion. So he's got to sell everything that he has. Got to go to a break. Julie, I'll see you. I'll come to you. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it 6 weeks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 71. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast skies tonight. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows around 62. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 79. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show on 540 AM WAUK.
I know you gotta be.
Can drive you out your mind. There ain't no sense in crying. It's time for you to leave.
Time for you to leave.
Baby, that's the bottom line.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Just talking about Mike Lindell and a guy who threw away his $100 million fortune, supporting Donald Trump and this whole belief that the Joe Biden presidency was stolen. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Good morning. I love the music you play.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so I have, like, a few things. I'll be real quick. The Mike Lindell thing, okay, I have two words. Who cares? And that's the risk a business takes, a businessman or a business owner, or, you know, a company, corporations, that's the risk they, an athlete, professional athlete, that's the risk they take when they want to talk about their personal views and think that anyone cares. None of us care. If you have a good product, we're going to buy your product. If we don't like your product, we're not going to buy it. We don't care what president you voted for. We don't care what you think. Same with athletes. We just want to be entertained. Just play the game. So Dave from Mequon, I just want to touch on Dave. I don't know if he claims to be a staunch Republican or I haven't heard him.
He's a conservative. He's conservative.
Absolutely. Oh, okay. So, and I consider myself to be more conservative than
okay.
that. But they're absolutely, in 2023 now, we have to come into this age now. We have to all, you know, forget our old ways and look what's going on in the world today. We have to have regulations on the internet crap. You can't be able to look up on the internet how to make a gun. You just can't. It's just insane to think that that's okay and we don't need some type of regulation on that.
Listen, I'm in total agreement with you. And it's not even just learning how to make a gun. You see these children and how our children have been, you know, kind of taken away from us. And how young children are being led down the wrong path. Some of these sites and Calvin would know them better than you and I. There's some horrendous sights out there. Is it safe to say that, Calvin?
Not any mainstream ones. Most of the mainstream ones are pretty well
known. No, I'm not talking about mainstream ones. Well, we don't know about those.
I don't think 12-year-olds are digging through bad sites. Like, I don't really know of any sites that I can think of that have egregious content.
Well, you know, I just honestly agree with you, Julie. There are some damaging things that are on these sites. And so, again, sites that parents don't know anything about. I don't know, but I know there's sites, you know, the internet is a vast area and people can put up anything. And word of mouth gives people opportunities to get to places and things, hey, Julie, that you and I were never exposed to. And children are being exposed to things now at very young ages that they're not equipped to deal with. So how can we not? And I know people can say, well, that's the parent's responsibility. A parent can't sit and watch a child 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so, you know, you can't block all of these things. You know, I'm so inept at it. I don't know how to block anything. So I'm glad I don't have young children today. Julie?
I am too.
Yes. You know.
It's kind of goes back to that community. You know, it takes a village.
Right.
I can think that's Hillary Clinton. I can't believe I'm quoting Hillary. Anyway, it does. And unfortunately, you're right. You can't be with your child all the time. And then they go to other people's houses and they have older siblings and they're exposed to stuff. And, it is scary, quite frankly, what the kids can get exposed to.
Well, Julie, we were prudes compared to what young people know today. You and I, in our generation, we were prudes.
We were innocent.
Yes, we were not exposed to those things because the best we would get our information from encyclopedias, which did not have any of that in it. The television stations and channels did not have any of those things in it. You remember even the television shows, husband and wife did not sleep in the same bed. They had separate twin beds. The society would not even allow that. And you know what? That wasn't such a bad idea, was it, Julie? I mean, when you look at what we're talking about today.
Yeah, and it's cable and the language. I mean, it's just the world today. So I don't know if we have to start teaching our kids differently and talking to them about all this stuff where our parents didn't do that with us. I don't know what the answer is. I guess I was more just talking about the.
Hey Julie. The answer the answer is not letting people put whatever it is they want to put on the internet and destroy this country. Thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
On and on and on and on and on, yeah. This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.